call from Hire My Caregiver.
Nani speaking. How can I help you?
This is Janet at Ekman calling. Someone had recommended that I call you, a therapist that we had here in our home, and she had recommended your services and said if I could ask for a Marty.
Let me check for you. You're looking for home care services?
I am. I'm looking for help, someone to stay in a temporary a couple hours a week with my husband while I run some errands and do some things. I am basically the caregiver, so I don't need full-time help, but
okay.
I was just interested in what's available. Okay?
Sure, I'm happy to help you. Is your husband on Medicaid?
Yes, he is.
Okay. What's your husband's name?
Lester Ekman, E-C-K-M-A-N. We live in Washington Borough, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure where you're located.
No, it's okay. I'm going to check. What's his first name? How do you spell his first name? Sorry.
Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R.
And you said his last name is E-C-K-M-A-N?
M-A-N, yes.
And his date of birth?
February 13th, 1943.
All right. And what's your home address? I'm going to check if we...
15, this is the street address, 15 Manor Street, Washington Borough, 17582. Oh, that's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're in.
Yes, we
in
are.
Pennsylvania,
of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. One second. That's in Lancaster County. So yes, I'm happy to help with the process. You said he's on Medicaid. Is this your first time calling for the services for him?
Yes.
Okay.
I had someone from Fox Therapy. And the reason I said definitely Pennsylvania is that her business was in New Jersey, I think. I have to check the billing, but anyhow, that the doctor had recommended. And then we had 3 months that she helped us out with the therapy services. Now, he has dementia, so it's becoming a problem to have him stay alone. I would prefer to have someone here with him, but I'm trying to work something that we don't have. I'm his caregiver, period.
Okay, sure. You said his first name is Ellison Larry E. Edward S. Sam T. Tom E. Edward R. Robert?
No. Lester Ekman. His first name's Lester. L-E-S-T-E-R. I'm not sure where he got that.
Yes.
Two people with the same birthday?
No. My question was about his spelling of his name.
Lester is his first name, L-E-S-T-E-R.
Okay. And how do you spell the last name again?
E-C-K-M-A-N.
And date of birth is 2/13/1943?
Correct.
Okay. You said he's on Medicaid because I'm not sure why it's not coming up. Maybe I can try to look up his Medicaid through his Social Security number, if you don't mind.
Yes, I do not want to give his Social
Okay,
Security
no
number.
Worries, no worries.
Well, his Medicare, maybe that's...
What did you say? I'm sorry.
He has Medicare A and B.
Oh, so he's not on Medicaid, right?
No.
I'm sorry,
that was my misunderstanding.
No, it's okay.
He has Medicare.
Medicare. Okay, no problem. So, and how many hours a week does he need an aide?
Well, at this point, it's kind of a, I would say just one morning or four hours.
Just
to fill. Yeah, we don't need, it's just so there's someone with him when I need to.
Right, okay,
well,
yeah.
Like a hair appointment or any kind of, especially, I've been taking him with me almost everywhere, and it's gotten to be a kind of a problem. We'd like to have a little help, or I'd like to.
Right, okay, no problem. And you said 4 hours per day or per week?
Oh, no, pretty much a week now.
Okay.
It may eventually, I don't know, we're going to try. I'm trying things to, actually I'm going to be going away for a little and I could use some help in 3 weeks to cover that time.
Okay, sure.
He's able to pretty well take care of himself, but I just want to make sure he doesn't wander.
Right,
he doesn't
of course.
We don't have him answering the phone. There's a lot of restrictions because
yeah,
of his problem.
No,
okay.
I understand. Okay. So, and you would like to pay out of pocket for the caregivers, correct?
Well, if we could get some help, which we did when we had a therapist here from the insurance company, we have Aetna insurance and A and B Medicare, but I'm sure I could get the doc. He's also under the care of a specialist, so
right.
He recommended that I try to find some help.
Yeah,
when
sure.
I,
of course, no problem.
And, right
and
now,
what's your name? I forgot to ask.
My name's Janet, Janet. Now, the girl that gave also, that was our therapist, also suggested she had worked with someone that had a Marty that worked for your company.
Marty?
She said he asked for Marty.
I'm not sure, but maybe I can try to find out. One second.
Now, I'm not sure if she was, you know, went out as a caregiver or if she was in the office. I do not know. She just said, asked for Marty, so.
No worries. I'm going to find out. One second. Is this the best number to reach you, Janet?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Would you also want to apply?
Well,
go ahead.
I'm now on my cell phone, but probably the best, I have a landline. So I'd like to put that one in. We answer more regularly, and it has a definitely, you can leave a message there. that isn't any problem. That works a little better than myself because I don't keep myself with me all the time.
Okay.
That's, you want to put that one down?
Yeah.
717.
717.
684.
Mm-hmm.
3133.
Okay. Would you also like to apply for the Medicaid for your husband? So like this, if he has Medicaid, then he's able to get home care services without any cost and also a lot more hours. What if you want, obviously. If that's an option. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, now
try
what is involved in? No, I didn't, but this is an entirely new experience for me.
Right. Okay.
What is involved with that? I do not, I will tell you, I do not have a computer that we have to close that down for problems.
No, don't worry.
So now I'm down to a cell phone and a landline for a while.
That's fine.
Things change again.
Right. It's okay. So let me have my intake team give you a call, or actually let me check if they are available to speak to you now. Okay, just a second. Okay. Just a second, okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, perfect.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Janet, I'm going to send you over to my intake department. His name is Naftali.
I'm sorry. Can you spell that for me?
Naftali. Naftali.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. My pleasure.
Naftali.
Okay. Just a second. And it was nice speaking to you. All right.
Thank you.
Of course. Just a minute.
Yes. Hi, this is Naftali from Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Janet Ekman. I'm calling in reference for my husband, Lester.
Okay. So she told me that you want to apply for Medicaid and as well,
yes.
In the meantime, you want to do a private pay. Correct?
A private what? I'm sorry.
I mean, like you want to, in the meantime, like while you apply, you want to get, you need a caregiver and you want to pay directly the caregiver. Is that correct?
Yes, we'd like to have a caregiver for, I'm thinking now, for about 4 hours a week, not extended, because basically it's someone to just basically sit with my husband while I'm running errands and doing, you know, appointments that I really don't feel comfortable with him waiting in the car or, you know, that type of thing. Right now,
right.
But it may become, like I shared with her, it might become more hours or, you know, I'm not sure. At this time, I don't need him for a regular, like, scheduled 5 days
hours
a week or anything. Just to, yeah, and we can make, it could be made on a regular basis, but not.
Mm-hmm. But let me just write down the information that you're giving me in a second.
Okay, now what would Medicaid cover then for that type of service?
So to apply for Medicaid, meaning to say also eventually you want Medicaid to have a long-term plan that Medicaid should pay the caregiver, correct?
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen long-term. Things are changing. So,
yeah, I understand. If you want to apply for Medicaid, if we can help you with the process, apply through Maximus. To get approved for long-term living care, basically home care services. So you want to start first without Medicaid, and in the meantime apply as well. So what they cover, so they...
I'm not sure. What is involved with Medicaid? I mean, is there maximum income or... what?
So,
I'm not sure. I've never applied for Medicare or... Okay, neither of us. We have A and B Medicare.
Mm-hmm. So let
we
me
have
tell you
that.
What the process is. So they have an income limit and asset limit. The income limit is $2,900 per month.
Okay. Maximum of $2,900. Wow, we'll come... we're over that when you divide it by the year.
Mm-hmm.
What does that take in when you consider that? Is that your reportable in federal income?
So,
or is that just Social Security and retirement?
So it's Social Security and retirement and any other income comes in, but it's just for his income. I mean, it's not combined income, only for his
income. Not combined.
No.
Wow. We're flows. I mean, I don't want to go through all these steps or if
do you have, a
they
house
say
on your
simply
name?
Do it's under his name, yes.
Oh, so if you have a house, then it's also a problem with about assets, because they have an asset limit as well for $8,000.
Oh, we're definitely over that.
Yes. So you're probably not going to be eligible. You can still try to apply, but
yeah.
You know, it takes 2 months.
Right.
So
well, that's why I'm asking all the. Okay, that's why I'm asking all the questions. I don't want to waste your time or other people putting an application in. And that's what I kind of understood before I called your group. But home, instead, I was told that we wouldn't have to have Medicaid in order to use the services. Is that correct? Or are you just...
Yes. Yeah. So basically, when you apply for home care services, the state also fills out a form that you're applying for Medicaid. So basically, it's a plan under Medicaid that they pay. So you will apply for Medicaid if you want to have home care services.
Oh, okay.
So we can definitely help you for if you want to do the private pay, meaning to say if you want to find a caregiver, we can help you with that.
Well, I guess really what I want to do is I was given your name, the company name, instead, and was told by a therapist that we were working with that to ask for Marty, but the girl that I spoke to first couldn't find anybody under that name listed. She's a parent. I thought when she was recommended it was somebody that was a caregiver, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So they told you a name of someone who you want them to be the caregiver?
Well, they was recommended. That is not definite. I'd like to meet the caregiver and, you know, talk to her and see if I feel comfortable or my husband feels comfortable with her or with him. I'm open to a man, too. I mean, I don't know.
So look, I'm quite new in the company. I'm not sure how to handle private pay case, this type of case, but I'll definitely call you back today. And I guess we'll try to take it to the next step. So you say you need probably 4 hours a week about, and you want to first meet a caregiver, see it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, I prefer to. I don't know. I would call it an interview, but actually know who I'm going to bring into my home. I'd like to know a little bit about what that person's history is. I mean, I'm not completely willing to open my door to just anyone that I would hope that you would definitely do through the research. I worked for years in an HR department, and I know what a headache it is.
right.
Okay, when you got 25 years in an HR department, you get a little suspicious.
I understand you.
You might be new there, but I have a lot of history with... And it just happens to be a company that has a health care of all phases with nurses and all kinds of, well, anyhow, you don't need my history, but you'll understand why I'm
I understand.
Asking
okay,
questions.
So let me just so you don't have any caregiver in mind, correct? You just hear that name, but you don't have any other information.
No, that name was given to me, and that's why I called this company, thinking maybe I could. I don't know. That lady was recommended that she would be a good one.
What is the name of this?
Well, all I have is a first name. They put Marty down, M-A-R-T-Y, and that might be in a brief. That might be Martha. She might be under Martha in your file. There again, my history tells you.
There's probably like a.
I do not have a last name, and I'm not sure that this therapist that we used had her last name the way she shared, but she was working with one of her patients.
Mm-hmm. Would you be open to any other good caregiver? Let's say you meet a good caregiver and you're satisfied with that.
Sure.
So you're open to anything else. Okay, so let me just ask my supervisor how to deal with this case, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
And just to confirm, the house that your husband owns is over $8,000 worth, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so... Okay, I'm just trying to see if there's anything that we can do for that. Okay, so I'll get back to you, and I'll keep you posted, okay?
Okay, now are you going to call me back?
Yes, I'll give you my phone number so you know who calls you. So my direct number is 267.
Okay.
551-7445.
Okay, now, can I give you a number to call me back? I'm on a cell phone, and I have a landline. She did take it, but...
What number should I call you back?
717-684-3133.
3133. And this is, you said, a cell phone. Okay.
I'm on my cell phone now.
So this is like your landline, 717.
That's a landline.
The landline, okay. So I'll call you back on that number, and let's see, okay?
Is that going to be this afternoon, or is it going
to
take?
I hope to call you back today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.